We remember the filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, who died yesterday. He was 53. Spurlock's 2004 documentary, Supersize Me, made him famous. He went on to make TV shows and movies tackling topics like the U.S. war in Afghanistan and immigrant labor. Spurlock died due to complications from cancer. NPR's Chloe Veltman has this remembrance.
Morgan Spurlock tapped into the early 21st century zeitgeist with Supersize Me.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, could I get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal?
Inspired by an obesity lawsuit against McDonald's, Spurlock took it upon himself to test just how bad fast food could possibly be. For 30 days straight, he ate nothing but burgers, fries and sugary beverages from Mickey D's, often opting for the chain's biggest portions.
I think I'm going to have to go supersized.
Spurlock reported that he gained nearly 25 pounds over the course of the month. In an interview with NPR at the time of the film's release, he said he'd experienced chest pains, loss of libido, liver deterioration, and other symptoms.
I started to get very depressed.
The film was a massive success. It won an Oscar nomination, and McDonald's dropped its supersize option. But Spurlock also had to fend off questions, including from NPR, about his gimmicky approach.
My doing this diet has really given the film accessibility. You know, now we've created a movie that has a storyline that is interesting, that is intriguing, that people want to see.
Before Spurlock effectively ended his own career by speaking out about his sexual misconduct allegations on social media at the height of the Me Too movement, he made a career of being a guinea pig in films and TV shows investigating challenging topics. In his 2005 FX cable network series 30 Days, the filmmaker explored the difficulties of surviving in America on a minimum wage. He and his fiancé tried it for a month.
When was the last time you made a budget for living?
A budget for living? What's that?
In his review of the show for NPR, TV critic Andrew Wallenstein praised Spurlock's all-in approach.
The format helps illustrate the plight of millions of Americans in a way no average report could capture.
And in the 2011 film Pom Wonderful Presents, the greatest movie ever sold, Spurlock critiqued the entertainment industry's reliance on corporate branding by turning his own film into a billboard.
So ultimately what we want to try and do is create what is the Iron Man of documentaries. Everything from top to bottom is branded from beginning to end. First time ever.
Many companies participated in exchange for sponsorship rights. In an interview for NPR, Morgan Spurlock said he even reached out to his old nemesis, McDonald's.
You know, I was leaving messages. Hey, it's Morgan Spurlock. You might remember me. I promise it'll be completely different this time. Call me back.
But the filmmaker said no one ever did. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.